Be sure to follow me on YouTube at One Nasty World for more episodes, music, and exclusive content. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Nasty Podcast. It's your boy Nasty coming at you with another episode. Today, we're going to be doing a movie review. I haven't done a movie review in a while, but I just saw the new Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. It's the sequel to the one from 2011. It just came out on Christmas. And I need to talk about this movie. Guys, this movie was amazing. And I'm going to get into why and all that. We're going to do a play-by-play, but let me just let you know now. There's going to be some spoilers. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't see the movie and you don't want nothing spoiled, go check it out and then come back and peep this. You feel me? I had told a lot of my friends, yo, y'all got to see this. Y'all got to see this. I literally just saw it this morning, and now I'm recording right now. You know, I don't got no notes in front of me, nothing. I'm just going off of my memory. I told all my friends, yo, y'all need to check this movie out. I've been just trying to talk to somebody about it. You know what I'm saying? And like, because none of them seen it, they're like, yo, don't spoil it. I want to see it. I want to go check it out. I'm like, all right, damn, I can't really talk to nobody yet. So I figure, let me talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while since we done this. It's been a while since I've done an episode, you know, period. But it's been an even longer time since I've done a movie review. Just because I kind of fell back from doing, you know, a lot of that stuff. You know, I'm more in my elevated state, trying to get out of the matrix. But that's exactly why I'm going to talk about this movie today. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish has every aspect of spirituality, of ascension, and of truth in the movie. You know what I'm saying? It depicts so much real and poignant renditions of, you know, life, death, anxiety, trauma, fear, love. You know, these are all vibrations and frequencies. Excuse me. See, I'm pushing words together and shit because I'm so excited to talk about it. But this movie has all those aspects. And basically, let's just get right in. Like I fuck with Shrek and shit like that. You know what I mean? I used to see all the movies and I knew Puss in Boots, but I didn't see the first one. You know what I mean? The first Puss in Boots. And you don't have to watch this. It's nothing like that's necessary. At least I didn't think so. I mean, I watched just the sequel and I didn't feel like I was missing anything, you know? But anyway, this is set like later. This is after all the Shrek movies. You feel what I'm saying? And Puss is getting old and, you know, but he's still doing the same stuff he's always been known for, you know, partying, you know, saving people, you know, doing jobs and just all this crazy shit, you know, and speaking Spanish, you know, and just and looking good while doing it. You feel me? He's a funny cat, literally. And the thing is, right now, he's on his last life. You know how, you know, the old saying, cats have 9 lives. You know, Shrek movies often take fairy tales and nursery rhymes and a lot of like expressions and things like that and make them part of the world. So they incorporate this and say that, you know, Puss has been living kind of recklessly, as you would imagine, and he's already lost 8 of his lives. And right now he's on his 9th life. And usually he's never really like thought about death. He has a saying, I laugh in the face of death. You feel me? And it's so crazy how much weight that saying is going to hold in this movie. But anyway, he's on his last life. And the doctor's telling him, like, yo, you should chill out. You should go, you know, kind of retire and just hide out the rest of your years. You know what I mean? So you don't waste this last life. You know what I mean? Doing reckless shit like all your past lives. And, you know, at first, Puss is like, nah, fuck that. He ain't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to hear that. When people tell you something, he's like us. He ain't trying to listen to none of that. Fuck that. So, but he goes to the bar and he's just chilling that night. All of a sudden, this wolf character rolls up on him. And it's such a dope scene. All the scenes with this wolf is ill. But particularly this first one, this entry and intro scene. Wolf comes and sits down next to him. He's like, yo, I don't... And he looks scary. He's a badass, scary, intimidating motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got to check it out. He's like, yeah, I don't really do this much, but can I get your autograph? And Puss is just kind of looking at him like, you know, he's another groupie. And the Wolf puts a, you know, like a wanted sign on the table. And it's a wanted paper of Puss. So it's like, all right, it's a bounty hunter or whatever. He's like, yo, can you sign right here? And he's pointing at where it says dead. You can says wanted dead or alive. So dope. I love how they wrote that. But, you know, this leads to them getting into a fight. Well, this Wolf character just beats the crap out of Puss in Boots. Sends him running, like knocks his sword out of his hand, everything. Like Puss is like, whoa, he's scared. You even see it in his eyes. He's shook. You know what I'm saying? Literally, like when they say shaking in your boots, that's him. And about this Wolf character, he is basically the personification of death, as we will learn. Like literally, like people thought he's like the big bad wolf or he's a bounty hunter. Like, nah, he's literally death. Not metaphorically, not allegorically, you know what I mean? Not in any of those ways. Literally, like straight up, he is death. And he says as much in the movie, verbatim. We get into, you know, the adventures that I'm going to talk about. But the movie is basically this wolf character, Death, chasing Puss. Because he's like, oh, you're on your last life. Well, I'm here to claim it type shit. You know what I'm saying? But now we get into the next part of the story. A bunch of characters, including Puss, are trying to find this like magic star that's hidden in like a dark forest, you know, magic forest. Because it's supposed to grant one last wish to somebody, you know, and everybody has different wishes and different goals and stuff. So they all represent a different aspect of society, which I'm going to get into. So there's Puss in Boots. There's Kitty Softpaw, so she's like the female cat. I guess that's like his girlfriend. They probably had more introduction for her in the first movie. But again, you don't really need the context because they explain it all here. There's a dog, Perrito. Basically, so I'll explain that. When Puss first gets scared from death, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go retire. And he literally goes in the Matrix, bro. It's like the Matrix. Because he goes to this, like, retirement home. This old lady got, like, you know, hundreds of cats in her house. And just, like, you know, coddling them, treating them. You know, like, they really live in, like, that cat life. Just eating, you know, pooping in litter boxes. Like, it's funny, like, Puss tries to start, you know, cooking and use the toilet. And the lady's like, nah, you can't be doing that. So he's like, yo, like, this sucks, you know? It's, like, really, like, just being in the Matrix, working a 9-to-5, and just, you know, being one of the sheep and one of the zombies, you know? And we'll see that he gets out of that because Goldilocks and the three bears, she show up, and she tells him about the, she come looking for him and thinks he's dead, but he overhears what she's talking about. But she comes and talks about the star with the wish, and she wants to go get it. There's a whole lot of other stuff that Goldilocks represents, which I'll talk about. Like, I'll probably have to do a part two just to be able to go in depth about everything because it's so much. But basically, all these people, Goldilocks, the three bears, this like rich media guy, this like mogul, I forget his name, Jack. He like sucks on his thumb. He's from a nursery rhyme. He wants to get it. And, you know, he represents like greedy corporate America. And then there's Puss in Boots as well as, you know, Kitty Softpaws and their companion, Perrito. And it's ill, well, you know, while Death is trying to chase him too. But it's ill because when they get to the dark forest, they have this map. And this is where all the spiritual stuff comes in. They have this map that is supposed to guide them to where the star is, right? So all three of them, Puss, Kitty, and Perrito, they all hold the map because it's a different path. Like, the map will change depending on who's holding it because it's a different path, you know, for everyone. Everyone has their own spiritual journey to go through. You feel me? So when Puss holds it, you know, his shit is like, you know, the cave of sorrows and the lake of lost souls, like crazy shit. So he's like, oh, nah, Kitty, you try. When she does it, her shit is just as bad. She got to go through like the mountain of misery, things like that. So they both fly, all right, let's give it to Perrito and see what his is. Because he's like, He's like the weird, dumb, funny, you know, just not really paying attention character. But you'll see why he's important, because he's the realest one. He's the realest one in the movie. When he touches the map, everything's easy. It's like the lake of butterflies and the pocket full of posies. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of my favorite parts in the movie, is when they go through the pocket full of posies. They're like, we'll go his path because he got the easiest one. And when they go through the pocket full of posies, it's these giant flowers that start attacking them and shit. Because at first, Puss and Kitty just, they think like, yo, we got to fight. And then it's when Perrito's like, yo, hold on. Maybe we should just smell him. You know, and he's just like enjoying it. He's just like, yo, it's so nice. Like, you know what I mean? Because he's not thinking about all that extra shit. He's just enjoying life. He sees the value in life. So the flowers don't bother him. They let him through. So once Puss and Kitty start realizing that and they do that, now they're able to get through. So that's one of the first moments in the movie that was like really, really spiritual. You know what I'm saying? The second one was when Death rolls up on Puss again later when he's by himself. So he caught up to him later on and shit. It's a later part in the movie. And it is so dope. Like, even me talking about it is not doing it justice. You have to just see it. But the wolf rolls up on Puss again, and they about to have a fight. You know what I'm saying? And it's action-packed. It's a lot going on. There's blood. Bro, there's bleeped out swears. Like, it's crazy, dude. And they're fighting. Puss gets scared, because a big theme of the movie is, like, he's scared to face death. And he's scared to face fear in general. Fear is like the lowest, you know, vibration you can be on, lowest frequency. Because he's had all these nine lives. He never really thought about it like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's always kind of ran away from his problems and ran away from commitment. You feel me? Put it off till later, because it's almost like you have infinite lives. Like, it's not infinite, but you have nine. So it's like you have more to play with than someone who just has one. But now that he's on his last, that shit's catching up to him. You feel me? That's when, like, you know, people get woke and that shit starts to catch up with you. Your reality breaks down. You go through cognitive dissonance. But, you know, he starts having an anxiety attack when he runs through the woods just to get away from the wolf. He's breathing hard. It's a great scene. Like, this is done so well. And the writing in this movie is fucking perfect. But he's, like, fucking breathing hard. You hear his heartbeat. And he just calms down when Perrito, like, puts his head on him. Because, you know, he's saying he's a therapy dog. He's trying to tell him the whole time, like, yo, rub my belly. It'll make you feel better. And Puss is like, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? But, and then he actually pets him and he starts calming down. And then, you know, Perrito's like, yo, what's wrong, bro? Puss is like, I'm afraid, you know? I'm afraid. And then Perrito's like, hey, well, it's okay to be afraid, you know? And then, you know, that's when Puss is like, nah, like, not for me. Not for me. You know, that's when you have, like, a really, like, a reality check. And they're like, what do they call that? Like, it's not, like, a personality disorder or nothing. But it's, like, when you have, like, this subconscious wake-up call from inside. You know what I mean? You're like, it's like, I can't think of the word. But it's like you go through a reality check. For lack of a better term right now, that's all I can think of. But it's like, yeah, because it's like a personality complex. You're like, yeah, there's no way that could happen to me. There's no way that could be me. So he's in so denial, he can't even fathom that he's afraid, you know? He's just breaking down. And, you know, he finally just comes to terms with it and accepts it. And by the end of the movie, he faces off with Death and beats him, you know? And it's just so many ill moments like that. You got Goldilocks. Like, she represents, you know, people that was once low vibrational and you know, became high awoke. You know what I'm saying? I'll get more into that later. But she wants to use the wish to have a real family, because her family is the three bears. She going around with the three bears. They're her family. But inside, she's like, yo, like, this is not my real family. Like, she longs for a real human family. So, and she don't even tell the bears that. She just tells them, like, they're all gonna get a wish to get whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? Lying to them the whole time. So when they get to the end and you know, they're like, yo, like, what is this all about, Goldilocks? Yeah, and she tells them the truth, and they're like, damn, so your wish is to get rid of us? Like, that breaks their heart, you feel me? But they still help her, because they're like, yo, all right, if that's what you want, you know, if that's what you want, we want to make you happy. And they do it, and then by the end, like, they're about to die, like, the baby, the like, child bear is, like, about to get killed. And Goldilocks, you know, the mom and the dad bear go to help the kid. Goldilocks can either choose to go help her bear family or go grant the wish, because it's like a open opportunity right now, like, because there's so much happening in that battle. And she decides to go help her family, you know, and that was such a redeeming moment. It was so many moments that I cried in this movie, that I laughed. Like, I went through the whole emotional spectrum. That's why I say this movie encompasses all energy, all truth, and all spiritual awakenings. And you need to go check it out. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. A lot of these movies is getting more and more woke. You know what I'm saying? And even if they're not woke, like, what they'd rather you go see right now was Avatar or Wakanda Forever. And you know what I'm saying? I like those movies too, but those are programming. You know what I'm saying? Like, those movies put the shit in front of you, but then give you a backwards-ass message that's not, you know what I mean? That's going to send you thinking a whole nother way. Now you didn't even really get what they just flashed in the screen because you were so busy listening to the lullaby. Feel me? Whereas this, it actually has a strong message, a meaningful message. Like, this is a kid's movie, and it's like, bro, this is mad high level, bro. Mad high level concept of facing death and the fear of death. Like, that's something we all have. That's something we all have, you know what I mean? And not even just death, but anything you fear. Like, I was just talking about this, people. People fear change. People fear the unknown. People fear the struggle. People fear loss. But you have to be able to face those fears in order to overcome them. And I think that was the main message I got from this movie. I give it a straight up 10 out of 10. A plus, whatever, you know what I mean? This movie is a need to go see, a must watch. Must watch. And you got to watch it with your third eye so you can really pay attention to it all. If y'all want to talk about any other specific stuff, I'll gladly do that. But I'll probably have to do a part two to encompass everything else. Because like I said, I only watched it once, but I'm going to see it again. And I already told all my friends to watch it. So once they do, we're going to be talking about it for a couple weeks, you know, for weeks to come. And that's why this movie went under the radar, because when it's real, they don't want you to know about it. So I'm going to leave it at that, man. Everybody go check out Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. It's the sequel, you know what I'm saying, to the 2011 Puss in Boots. But you do not need to watch that to get this. You can just watch this. You don't even need to watch none of the Shrek movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally don't even need to watch Shrek, but Shrek's fire. You know what I'm saying? Shrek's fire. But, and they have a nice little Easter egg for Shrek at the end, which, you know, may mean there's more to come for that as well. You know what I'm saying? DreamWorks hit it out the park with this one. So I'm looking forward to see what they got to do next. Hey, I appreciate y'all listening to this episode, man. I'm going to try to come back with more. Like I said, I just been going through some stuff. I've been, you know, on my spiritual ascension, my spiritual awakening, and that always comes with a price, you feel me? But the price will never be my soul. I'll always have my soul. The biggest flex I got on all these people, you know, is that I still got my soul. I ain't never sold out, and I always keep it real. I always come at y'all with truth. You know what I'm saying? As I say that, it's 2:11, but we know that's 11:11 on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? So shout out everybody. Shout out all the listeners, man. Shout out the movement, as always. One Nasty World. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. We're going to catch y'all on the next one. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay woke. You heard me? You heard me? You got to do that now more than ever. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay woke. And I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. Peace out. Later on, I'm going to be doing a live on Instagram. So if y'all want to check that out, make sure you be there at 6 p.m. Peace out. This movie is all about truth. Facts. Like, the truth will set you free. Don't forget that.